You're listening to The Pulse. I'm Mike and Scott. Hospital visits can provide a small window of opportunity to help a person who is a victim of human trafficking. Marketplace healthcare reporter Dan Gorenstein is here now. He's just completed a three-part series on trafficking and how medical providers can help. Let's take a listen to an excerpt from his first story where a physician is faced with a mystery.
I run into this weird triage note on the board, and this one said, I have a tracker in me.
It's October 2015. Dr. A, we're not using his name or identifying his hospital to protect patient safety, is 28 years old and about as green as they come. And he's got a patient who claims she's got a GPS tracking device implanted in her side.
When you work on the east side of our hospital, psychiatric patients are a dime a dozen.
But this patient is different. She's put together, she's lucid, and she's got an incision. The doctor orders an x-ray. Dr. A says everybody crowds around the computer.
Embedded in the right side of her flank is a small metallic object, only a little bit larger than a grain of rice. But it's there. It's unequivocally there. She has the tracker in her. No one was speaking for it had to be at least 5 seconds. And in an ER, in a busy ER, that's saying something.
Dan Gorenstein, were these doctors able to help this patient?
Yes, they were able to help this patient. They were able to pull out what ultimately, Mike, was an RFID chip that had been implanted in her. This is technology that's very commonly used in cats and dogs, pets. They were able to get it out. And it was really interesting to note, I think it was that Dr. A's impression that this patient, a woman in her 20s, was so despondent, she'd been so controlled, that she showed almost no emotion the entire episode, except when he finally extracted this grain of rice-sized RFID chip, and he sort of, it felt kind of like a relief.
We're also joined by Hani Soklosa. She is a physician and the co-director of the advocacy organization Heal Trafficking. Hani, what do providers need to have in place to help patients to connect them to resources?
Well, the first step is awareness of the problem. In many hospitals and clinics, this is just not on clinicians' radars at all. We know about domestic violence, about child abuse, but this is not a standard part of our curriculum. Really the next steps are for hospitals and clinics across the country to have plans in place so that it's not just kind of by random chance that someone's screened for trafficking and connected to resources.
And Dan, as you were investigating this, what did you find out about the scope of the issue?
So it's really not well known. I mean, there's some figures. It seems like a lot of people use a global number of 20.9 million people are being trafficked. That's both labor trafficking and sex trafficking. But the reality is, at least here in the U.S., there's not great data.
But we're talking mostly about American citizens who are being moved around against their will.
That's right. And I think the Justice Department has found that 83% of confirmed sex trafficked victims are, in fact, U.S. citizens.
What should physicians ask when they suspect a person is being trafficked? They already ask, do you feel safe at home for domestic violence? So what should they ask?
In many ways, it's not just the questions that we're asking. It's more important to be in the moment, to be caring, to establish that trust and rapport with the patient. I now ask all of my patients that I know are dealing with substance abuse, how do you pay for your drugs? A lot of them then tell me, you know, I'm selling my body for drugs. For my patients that I'm worried about labor trafficking, so somebody that comes in with a weird injury that doesn't kind of correspond with what they're telling me in terms of a story, one of the things I'll ask them is, you know, if I give you a couple of days off from work with this work note, will you be able to take off from work? And just seeing their reaction in response to that is really, really telling.
I think something that Hani told me a long time ago when I first started reporting this, Mike, and that was really compelling to me is, you know, she goes around And she does these trainings. And she'll sort of talk about and describe what human trafficking is. She'll give a definition. And she says when she's in a room of doctors and nurses, there's often a gasp, an audible gasp, because so many providers realize, oh my goodness, I've treated these people.
Dan and Hani, thank you so much.
Thank you, Megan.
Thank you.
Hani Staklosa is a physician and the co-director of Heal Trafficking, a human trafficking education and advocacy organization. She's based out of Harvard Medical School. Dan Gorenstein is a Marketplace senior reporter, and he focuses on the business of healthcare.